This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
This show would collapse if I wasn't on.
Here's a kite, everybody. Goofball.
Jeff Lutz.
It's not my job to engage in the show. I am the show.
Are you listening?
Speaking of heroes, here's mine.
Jason Duda.
It's interesting. You're right. Roller coaster ride of Bob and Jeff continues.
No duh, right?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You know, if this show was an airplane, it would have been grounded.
We are back. Hour number two of the Bob and Jeff Show with Jason Duda here today, the three-man booth. We will be on the air next week, typically our 5 to 7 time slot, Monday through Thursday, but then on Friday, the powers that be in radio, not just at Odyssey, but in radio.
The radio gods.
Said, we need to open up 4 hours for the Swan Song Bob and Jeff Show.
Live.
And we'll be doing that live and with guests, a guest list you can't even believe.
Crazy, I bet. David Michael Hahn will be stopping by.
Oh, yeah, we got to have him.
I agree.
What we couldn't finish without David Michael
Hahn. That's what I'm saying. You're making my point for me. What?
I mean, just to drop that, you put me in a weird position.
Why?
Love it.
What's weird about it?
Because I gotta be respectful of a guy we all love, David Michael
Hahn. Yeah, he's
Michael
wonderful Hahn, human.
But there's not a listener out there. Oh, Betty, they're going to have David Michael Hahn on.
Someone's out there saying Betty.
We got to listen.
Can we play?
What's the game?
It is.
Time to play the game.
Oh, there's Mac picking up the pieces. What do you got?
I need you guys to pull out your calculators. You're not going to be adding anything, but you are submitting answers that are numbers, and I'm not going to influence it by having one person guess and then another person guess, because that would be too easy. And
I hate later,
and I don't like that some of these ended. I didn't figure out how to get
this game's not that good.
No, it's a great game. I just didn't figure out.
All you've done is downplay it.
I figure out how to get super creative until toward the end, but we started out, we did it, and we did it. We went and ordered online at some different restaurants, and we came up with some totals, and you're going to try to guess
who ordered online.
Nobody actually ordered, but put it, you know, acted like
we
were going to order.
I have no idea what's going on, but this is a good
game. You're
going
to tell me the total of what I bought online at these places.
Oh, yeah.
These all include tax, except the last one. All right, we went to Burger King. We got an Impossible Whopper meal, so the vegan.
Just read through them.
We had the Hershey and Sunday pie, and we went ahead and made a 75-cent donation to the Burger King Foundation, and we put tax on that too.
So we're typing in the prize.
Yeah, to the closest dollar. So you don't need to give me.
All right, Duda.
What is Duda?
I'm trying to find the calculator. I don't use it.
Oh my God.
No, I'm serious. There it is. Never mind. It's okay, guys.
No worries.
Okay, so Impossible Whopper, two of them Sunday things, and the 75-cent donation.
One Sunday. Yeah, Hershey Sunday pie and a 75-cent donation to the nearest dollar. What do you have?
Okay. All right. Just a minute. I haven't done mine yet.
Hurry up.
Okay.
Oh, Jason gets it. It's 14. Bob has 17.
Really?
Yeah. It's $13.97, in fact.
All right, next.
All right, we're going to go over to Chili's.
Oh.
We're going to.
Been there in a while. This could be tough.
We're going to order the Boneless Wings app appetizer.
Okay.
We're going to get the Big Smasher Burger, which comes with fries, and a Diet Coke, plus tax. I need that to the nearest dollar.
Ready?
Dude, gets it. $33.07.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive stuff, man.
Next.
Subway. I am going to get the foot-long meatball marinara meal.
Meal.
With chips and a drink. I am
we
going.
We know what the meal is. Save some words.
I will never.
Oh, I like the words.
I'm going to get the foot-long churro. That's a 12-inch long churro dessert and tax to the nearest dollar. Wish I had more of these.
Done? Right.
Duda gets it.
Uh-oh.
$17.
What?
$17.38.
Oh, just crushing it.
All right, I'm going to roll over to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, I haven't been there for years because Coach McClellan hated that place, so we weren't allowed anywhere within a mile of a class. Oh, if
Cracker
the bus
Barrel's
stopped,
so good.
We ended up with a new bus driver because we'd always drive at night.
How could you hate Cracker Barrel?
And he would stop, pull in a Cracker Barrel. Mac would lose his, like, guys went in. He would go get them to get out, and we went somewhere else.
Are you serious?
That is the truth. He would not let us stop at Cracker Barrel.
That is bizarre. All right, I'm going to sit down for breakfast at Cracker Barrel.
Let's go.
I'm going to get the New York strip steak and eggs.
Whoa!
Scrambled. Not that it matters, I don't think. I'm going to have a coffee. I'm going to have a side of fresh fruit.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to grab that peach cobbler for dessert.
Wow.
And I need to know how much my bill is going to be, plus tax.
Ready?
Yeah. Duda.
Again?
Yes, $33.81.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
I'm like all over this.
$34 is the closest. I'm going to hop over now to
IHOP. I get it.
Oh, that'd be a good one, but it's not. It's actually Taco Bell.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to get their Supreme Luxe box, which I believe comes with a drink. I'm going to get three crunchy tacos.
Just regular crunchy tacos?
Yeah, regular crunchy tacos and two bean burritos. And I'm going to also add tax onto that meal. What am I paying?
Ready?
Yeah. Duda.
What?
$17. $16.82.
I think you're making this up.
Yeah, I did all this.
I had 21.
Yeah,
I had 19.
Tell them what we had.
He had 19.
Yeah, give the listeners what they want.
Hey, what do you get for winning five in a row?
I don't know.
Get a hat or a t-shirt?
Well, watch me. I'm going to win five in a row from
this point. Oh, I like it. Good for you. All right.
I am going to eat local today, though, for once. Maybe the only time in this event I will eat local. I'm going to have artichoke. And I'm going to get their famous number 8. My side is baked beans.
Doesn't matter what your side is.
I have a nachos appetizer. I'm going to put a side salad with that, a chef salad. I'm going to order one extra pickle. And for dessert, I'm going to have their cheesecake. How much does that run me at the artichoke?
Ready?
Yeah. Bob says 36. Duda says 32. It's 41. Bob.
There you go.
Bob gets it. Had to give you one.
Bob gets it.
Four more to go to tie it.
Okay. You never know.
I'm going to Red Robin. I am going to get their tsunami shrimp appetizer, their grilled turkey burger, which comes with fries, of course, and a chocolate milkshake. Plus, the person I'm with, they didn't want to eat, but they will grab a gooey chocolate brownie cake for dessert.
A lot of money.
We ready?
Ooh, we're close.
Bob.
You got me.
43.
Ah.
40 to
Jason's, baby.
Jason says 40.
Look at him.
Bob says 41.
He's feeling it.
There's two.
All right. I am sitting down with a youngster at Outback Steakhouse.
Okay.
We are getting.
If these are just all escalating in price. Then
they're not all escalating.
Well, they have been.
Not necessarily. But this one is a lot. I will get the Bloomin' Onion, of course. Who doesn't get the Bloomin' Onion at Outback Steakhouse? We're also going to, for the table, get the mac and cheese bites.
Okay.
I'm going to have an 8-ounce filet mignon. With a side of asparagus and loaded mashed potatoes.
Okay.
We're getting the blueberry lavender lemonade for two. The kid is getting the chicken fingers kids meal and the chocolate tower with ice cream for dessert.
All right.
Pretty intricate.
That lot.
Uh-huh.
Duda gets it. It's $106.
What?
Jason said 64. Bob said 62.
We must have missed something there.
Yeah, we must have missed something.
That's a lot of food. The filet mignon is going to run you 40 at least with all those other things. I'm gonna start my day at Starbucks. And
how many more of these we got?
I love it. Keep
going.
We
got four more.
That's it?
Yeah, I know.
Go.
It took a while.
That's all we got, though?
I know.
How are we going to fill a segment with just four more?
Well, we're going to. It's been a long segment so far, hasn't it?
What's the next one?
We're going to go to Starbucks and start our day at Starbucks with a grande hot roast.
Is that the big one?
That's the 16 ounce.
That's the middle one?
It's like, I think they have four sizes, and that's okay. The third biggest.
Yeah, I don't, okay.
I'm going to get a shot of espresso. I'm going to take a decaf coffee traveler with me to go. One of those thermos, you pull the tab, the coffee comes out of the little cardboard thing.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to get a bacon, Gouda, and egg sandwich, and I'm gonna top that off with a rolled and steel-cut oatmeal.
Holy smokes. All right. This one's a guess for me because I don't go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, Gouda, almost right on the nose. He says 33. Bob says 38. It's 32.
$32. Well, you can get all that for 32.
At Starbucks, yeah. That's crazy?
Just coffee, though. There's only two little things to eat out of that.
It's crazy.
That's nuts.
Next.
I got to find my...
Let's go.
Got to find
Move
my pictures.
Move this game along.
Why?
Find my pictures.
It's a good game.
This is one of my better games, so I got to admit. I'm gonna throw myself over to Five Guys, and I'm going to get their cheeseburger, and I'm going to get their bacon cheese dog. And a large Cajun. I'm going to get a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, bacon, cheese dog.
A bacon cheese dog. Large Cajun fries. A bottled water. A milkshake. And since I'm headed back to work and I want to be nice, I'm going to get the 15 burger catering option.
Okay.
15 burger.
You got it?
Catering option.
No. Yeah, I got it now.
Duda gets it. 102
what?
To 75. It's $193.
What? I definitely
15
meant,
burgers?
You left something out
the
there.
Burger
well, the
catering is
burgers
insanely expensive.
It's got to be at least
like $80 or so.
Or 80, yeah.
Yeah, more than 100, I think is right.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was like 150 maybe. I'm going to eat local again to Spangles. And I'm going to load up
okay.
at Spangles. I'm going to get the turkey sandwich.
Just the sandwich?
The turkey, yes. I'm going to get a medium Hershey's chocolate dip mudslide, and I'm going to add cherry, caramel, peanuts, and extra whipped cream.
Okay.
I'm headed to a party this week. I'm hosting a party, so I'm going to get a bag of ice. I'm going to get, for the kids, a chocolate milk, one chocolate milk, along with the kids' value pack with grilled cheese, onion ring bites with that, ranch seasoning, and a medium drink, plus a grilled chicken sandwich where I'm going to add bacon and tomato, large premium roast coffee, and large fries with ranch seasoning.
This is the dumbest thing I've
and
ever
And I'm
heard.
Also going to leave a $20 tip. What? 20% tip, excuse me. 20%
oh.
tip online
Must
for them.
Must be $20.
No, it's not.
Okay, 20% tip on that.
Duda says 63. Bob says 113. It's $63.91. $64.
Whoa, in your face.
No way. For all that.
Isn't that crazy?
And a $20
tip. 20%
tip.
Isn't that crazy? You can get that much at Spangles? Good for Spangles. And finally, since I'm being nice to my coworkers, I'm going to not just bring the burgers back. I'm going to go to Emperor's, and I'm catering for everybody.
Ooh, Emperor's.
So I'm getting that 80-piece sweet and sour chicken.
80-piece?
Yes. 30 dumplings. A combo fried rice party tray. 30 crab rangoons, 12 egg rolls, and just for me, I want a side of vegetables and one small salad.
Yeah, throw the small salad in there. That a boy.
I need that small salad to offset the 80 chicken nuggets.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Duda gets it. He's a little lower. It's 183. Duda says 259 to 265. It's decent. That's decent for Emperor's.
No way.
That's not bad.
183.25.
No way. It's that low.
Isn't that crazy? $50 for the 80 piece.
I think you messed up.
53 for the combo fried rice party tray. 28 for the dumplings. 32.50 for the crab rangoons and 13 for the egg rolls.
Is tonight the night I try tiger rice?
I don't know. Is it?
It's right over here.
Are we
Have
done?
Have you ever had it?
That's it.
I absolutely crushed him in this.
He did well. Did you enjoy that game?
12-2.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
12-2?
No, I think it was 10-2. It was only 12.
So it was 10-2.
I don't. That's just another sign that I don't really care what things cost. I got a lot of money, and just hand me the receipt.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. Good for you.
We're all very envious. Of that.
Very proud of you for being able
to tell me what I owe you.
That was a tough game to come up with. I should have done more, but it takes a long time.
It's a fine game.
It's a pretty good game.
It was fantastic.
All right, we'll take a break, and Joanna Chadwick will join us from Vipe Magazine when we return here on a Friday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
There's Elvis for you.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well, Elvis is everywhere.
All right, we're back. One Hit Wonders. I've lost them. What is that, Jeff?
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
Because I don't. Is that from some movie or something?
Yeah, Elvis is Everywhere from your boy Mojo Nixon.
Oh, okay. Don Henley Must Die was his hit, I thought.
Mojo?
Mojo Nixon had he caused a little ruckus back in the day.
It's okay.
Here's our good friend Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. She joins us on a weekly basis to talk high school sports. We're in the throes of basketball season, just coming off boys tournament week. Now we're into girls tournament week. And we got a big one with the Derby Panthers, coached by your better half. Wait a minute, did I just say that? against the Wichita Heights Falcons in Emporia. Tell us about that one, how epic it is.
Well, first of all, we all know I married up, so we're going to move on from there. You know what? This is huge. And there's the storylines are just so vast because when Brian first started coaching, he was working as the night custodian at Heights High School. And he got to be friends with Lane Lord. They talked basketball. Lane brought him on. And when they went to state for the first time, ending like this huge drought, I believe it was in 1997, it was, I mean, there were so many tears. And then Kit Pulliam was brought on as an assistant at that. And, you know, Heights girls have been successful ever since. And then Brian went to the boys' side, coached with Joe Auer for years before coaching at Northwest, and then now the head girls' coach at Derby. So there's a lot of feelings there. I have such a soft spot for Heights, period. I've been there quite a bit this year. You know, when you work at the Wichita Eagle and you're married to a coach, it's a weird sort of a thing. And I was never able to cover his teams. But Heights had always, like, understood that they were going to get the coverage, and they treated me so well. There was never any rudeness ever from Heights. And so I love it. So it's going to be weird to face each other tonight. But talking about getting past me, because it's not about me, is the fact that these two teams are outstanding programs, outstanding teams. I love what Heights brings with some senior. They have a ton of seniors on their team. And Kennedy Jackson and Samaya Ellis are really, really good players. But the player who I think takes them to the next level is Kamira Barber. She's got a great game. She hits the middie. She can really push the pace. So I like what they can do. When it comes to Derby, their name player, obviously, is Michaela Askew. We saw what she did at State last year. She's been having another really good season. But this is a team that also runs 10 to 11. They play a lot of kids, and they try to push that pace. They can shoot. They can rebound. They're pretty tough. So I'm really looking forward to this game.
So these are the top two ranked teams in Class 6A. I know you don't like to look forward, so I won't ask you if this is a state championship game preview, but how much do you think separates Heights and Derby from the rest of Class 6A? Do you believe these are the two best teams in 6A?
I mean, you got to look at the other side of the bracket at Emporia, because, and I have not stared at it too much, but I believe it's Topeka Seaman and Shawnee Mission South. And didn't they both win last year, possibly? There's two state champs in there. And so this, you get through this game, you still got a tough game either in that third place game or in the championship game. Those top four teams are outstanding, just like what we saw at Dodge City last week on the boys' side. So whether this is a precursor to state, I don't know. What I love about it, and this is coming from a coach's wife, is that as a coach, you're seeing what your kids can do against some of the top talent. You're not just walking away in a mediocre tournament going 3-0 and woohoo, we've had our record again. You're preparing yourself for March, and that's exactly what you want to be able to do.
Joanna, obviously, if that game was in the city, probably there'd be some people from here even listening would probably like to go. What's around the area? What's a team that someone like myself, I went out and watched a couple games in Valley Center last week with the boys. I watched, obviously, Mays. They played Garden City. Then they played Northwest. And just honestly realized how much I enjoy it. What's a tournament around here with a couple really good teams that if I decide to go out tomorrow to watch a game, where should I go?
Well, I'm always a big fan of the McPherson tournament. I'll let Jeff tell us. I'm sure he knows where all the tournaments are. I don't have them off the top of my head.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
But I love the McPherson tournament because they bring in really good talent. And year in and year out, and McPherson's a little bit down, although they got a really good win over Andover Central last night. That was important. Out at El Dorado, they've got some good teams as well. And, of course, Capen's out there with Zoe Buckner-Franklin, and so she's somebody that you definitely want to see at El Dorado. But Gardner had a real tough game last night with Goddard. So there's some really good tournaments that you can check out that aren't that far away.
We're visiting with Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine, talking high school basketball. You know, I like the heritage of so many schools. You mentioned McPherson, which would be the near the top, but very close to McPherson is Mound Ridge, and they've got a heck of a boys team ranked number one in the state right now, and a girls team that's ranked number two, and they've been doing this for a long, long time too. It's just interesting to see the regions in the state that produce these kind of prolific basketball programs. Talk about Mound Ridge a little bit with us.
So, because I guess I'm just reminiscing, thinking about not being able to do this with you guys much longer. And one of the first
don't cry on
I
the
did,
air.
One of the first stories that I did was on Lori Kane for Mound Ridge. And she was just a sophomore then, and I went out and I spent the day with her. And, you know, I have such a soft spot for Mound Ridge. I loved covering them. Of course, that time period, you know, Mound Ridge was a two-way school, and going in and playing in that McPherson tournament, and Bueller was playing in that tournament. They were playing against much bigger schools, and it was just such good basketball. Heston, of course. But Mound Ridge, I love that there's just a consistency of talent there, a consistency of success. And that boys team, you know, they've got some depth. I think we see Bear model a lot as a name that we look for, and consistently having big nights scoring wise, but they actually have some pretty good depth. And I think that they can really push it this year.
We've kind of gotten used to 5A being a class that was kind of dominated by the Wichita area and on the boys side. And you still have Capen and Andover, who've had really good years. You saw Kansas City Piper, I assume. Maybe you watched one of their games
well, they played Derby
at Dodge City. Yeah, so I assume that you probably watched that. And I saw Highland Park last year with that kid who's just unbelievable. What do you think about 5A this year? How good was Piper when you saw him?
Piper is really good, and you know, that went to double overtime against Derby. I saw them play against Heights. Heights just had about 90 seconds where they just did not play well, and it happened to be at the end of the game, and they came back strong then the next day. But you know, when you look at those teams that you mentioned, I've been impressed with Capen. Capen really stumbled there. You know, they've lost to Carroll and to Northwest and to Heights, and they've really come on strong. I'm not sure what happened, but they've been putting up a lot more points, and they've been beating teams very handily. When it comes to who else did you say? Sorry.
I was talking about Highland Park and Andover, too, is the other teams I mentioned.
Oh, Andover, yeah. Andover is a really good team, and Josh Kim really runs that team well. One thing I've noticed is Josh Kim and Owen Allman, who I expected to have really good years, and then Walker McClellan has, too. Paul Evans is a kid who I've watched him since he was very young, and he this year has kind of broken through. I don't know if he's given the green light more often or just getting more time, but I think he hit 5 threes the other night, last night I think it was. He's a really good shooter. And so they, you know, had, what, 3 kids with 16 or more points. So that is a really good sign for them to get some more depth on that team and some more points, so that you can't just focus on shutting down Josh Kim.
Certainly the Emporia Glaciers Edge Tournament, the place to be this weekend for girls basketball action. Joanna, thank you. It's always our pleasure, and we'll have you on for one more time next Friday, okay?
All right, and I won't shed any tears, but I will be really, really sad.
Yeah, there's a little sadness. We'll miss you, but we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, sounds good. Bye, guys.
See ya.
There you go. Well,
Are you going to cry?
Oh, I'm gonna let it loose here.
It looks like it.
What happened to you?
What happened to you?
Who raised you?
You need a tissue?
I don't know. Got a box of them right here.
Television?
Tunnel vision?
Yes, who raised me.
You know, It's going to be emotional, no question about it. We poured our hearts and souls into this thing for a long time. But that's okay. We'll figure it out.
It'll be all right.
You got some irons in the fire? I'm always on fire. So,
oh, yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Well, the way your clothes look, it does look like your irons are on fire, typically.
So bad. It's funny.
What?
Why are you lashing so out?
How is that bad?
Why are you getting angry so personally?
I'm not angry. I'm not angry at all.
Why are you digging personally at me?
Was that a personal? I don't know.
Oh, no, that wasn't personal at all.
Are clothes personal? I don't know.
I don't see how he needs an iron for his shirt. Like,
that's my point. He doesn't have an iron.
What?
Because it caught fire. I don't know. Just go with it.
What does that mean, though?
You know exactly what it means.
So my hoodie's
just your
little...
general, and you could say the same about me, and I'd be just fine with it. Just your general dress. So nothing wrong with it. But I don't see any ironing going on.
Why are you attacking me?
How is that an attack? My goodness.
Is that not an attack?
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is we're all wearing sweatshirts and ball caps. Like, what's... I don't get it. I didn't follow any of it.
Everyone's happy.
Why single me out?
Nah, I just felt like it. Because you had to go tout yourself. I'm always on fire, so I brought you down a peg. It's what we do.
That's true.
Not what I do.
No, not ever. Yeah. You don't?
That was funny.
Self-awareness, not the strong suit today? Or
take your hat off. Let me see your head.
My hair's a little long. Right now.
A little long.
Yeah, look at all this hair I got back here.
Max, why do you want me to take my hat off?
Break time.
Yeah, please.
As you may have heard, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl coming up next Sunday in New Orleans. They are trying to win a third consecutive Super Bowl, which has never happened. Green Bay Packers won consecutive NFL championships, including one Super Bowl. Counting for three.
That should count.
But never three Super Bowls. And they are facing off against the Philadelphia Eagles. And this tired narrative, which has been driven by the great social media world in which we live, is that the Chiefs don't even need to really put a lot of effort into it because the officials got them. What do you think of that, Duda?
I don't know. I hear it all the time. And it's just, you look at a couple plays and the calls that are close and maybe it goes their way, maybe it doesn't. But I think it's absurd overall. And I'm not a Chiefs fan. But just to think that the
refs
are...
Are you pulling for them in this game?
Well, if I say I'm actually cheering for somebody, I'd probably pull for the Chiefs. But I honestly think the Philly's going to win this. Just because of the ground game. I don't know if the Chiefs are going to be able to stop Hurts and Barkley. And if they get behind is kind of where I'd start to worry a little bit. So I'm kind of pulling for them. I think Philly's going to win it. But it should be a good game.
Are we going to play horse on Super Bowl Sunday, or do we just sever ties after the show?
Well, you are just in as needy as anybody.
Why is that needy? We did it a couple years ago.
Can I come and play horse with you?
Well, it's almost half tradition.
Can I come by and play horse?
You don't criticize me, though, at all, do you?
Yeah, you can do that on, like, Super Bowl day.
Yeah, we did.
No.
When did we do it?
Just some day.
I don't think so. I think it was Super Bowl day because you had food and I took a crescent roll to go and I went to work because I had to cover the Super Bowl.
Really?
Well, maybe the question is, I know you're trying to deflect to get out of this uncomfortable situation, but the question is, can he come over on Super Bowl Sunday?
It's supposed to rain.
Not really come over, just play horse in the driveway.
Yeah, he was excited because I actually did invite him in.
Yeah, that was nice of you. You didn't need to do that. It was very friendly.
I wonder what Jackson would think of Jeff showing up.
He'd probably want to play a little horse. Yeah. Why don't you stop by Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, stop by Sunday afternoon.
What time?
Well, I'll tell Jeff after the show's done.
Can I come by?
I was thinking about
We'll let you know when it is.
I was thinking about making a feast for my Channel 12 brethren.
Do you have to go back into work?
I don't have to, but I will.
Why will you?
I think people assume that I'm the social media guy during Chiefs playoffs games.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who assumes that?
Everybody, because I've done it.
When are you going to be going into work then?
I don't know. Probably two-ish.
So you'll come before then.
What about not? Why not come over here and watch the game?
Because I like working.
And you can watch the game at work.
Next time the Chiefs aren't in the Super Bowl, I will be here.
Well, we may or may not invite you then.
No, I may or may not accept the invitation.
Place. Go to Duda's place.
Or if we're going somewhere, you can come with us.
Oh, what a nice gesture.
Well, it's only Super Bowl that day, and as if the Chiefs aren't in it.
And he can
and
come,
the Chiefs are in it every year
he
now.
He can come with you to friends?
Well,
or
he can drive behind me. He's can't.
But he can go in and hang out with you?
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting when I'm doing social media, the two or three times, handful of times, you see people you know in real life either criticizing you or liking comments that criticize.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Dan Loving.
I'm calling him.
No, he didn't criticize, but someone said, oh, we don't need these scores updates all the time. We're watching the game, and he liked that post. I don't like stuff like that.
I don't understand that.
Boy, you're prickly. Well, I've never understood people who on Twitter updating scores. I mean,
I had a little commentary, a little color most of the time when I put scores up. I didn't really put scores up. I said touchdown, you know, blah blah blah. Everything's wonderful.
I like to see some people post some scores that way. If I need to find one out, I can find out.
And if you're so adverse to seeing the scores on social media because you're watching the game, why are you on social media?
Good point.
So Dan Loving took a little shot at you, huh?
He liked a post that took a shot at me. I didn't care for that.
What's another example?
My Facebook friend Pat Handley, who's a wonderful guy, he posted something about who's an immature guy posting on... I don't know if those were the words, but there were some along those lines.
A little more mature,
because I'm not going to be mature.
It's not a clown show.
It is. It's sports, and I'm never going to be Mr. Chiefs going into battle in this one.
Well, you don't have to be that, but you don't have to be completely frivolous.
You
understand your audience. They're not out there. I wonder what comic. I wonder what this guy's going to say next that's funny.
You know what I mean?
I'm in the edge of my seat. I'm dying with every play, and this clown, look at that pass from Mahomes.
Then put your phone down if you're that invested and into it.
That I would agree with. You shouldn't be reading social media if you're so into the game.
But everybody reads social media.
They don't.
Not
but
everybody.
Why? We don't need these score updates. Great.
But you need to recognize who your audience is.
Well, my audience is whoever I tell my audience to be.
No, it's not. Not for a Chiefs game.
That I got to agree with.
Super Bowl.
Now I'm on Bob's side.
You can't just be, I'm going to get some laughs here.
It's not always laughs. People get mad.
Right.
Well, it's because
they're uptight.
And they're big.
They need to get over it.
How would you feel if some idiot was on
about the Guardians?
The Guardians.
I'm watching the game.
Did you see him swing at that pitch?
Oh, I don't do stuff like that.
No, I'm saying if somebody did.
Yeah, I'd kill him.
So well, then, so what do you expect?
I just wish people would.
But you're gonna do it.
Yeah, I can do it because I do it with some class and dignity.
Apparently not. You got everybody in Wichita angry about your social media.
Yeah, they got the pitchforks out for sure. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm telling you why. You're messing with their team.
I'm not messing with anybody. I root them on and all that garbage, but, you know.
Garbage.
It is.
What?
You can't look at that as I'm going to show how creative and witty I am.
You have to. What else are you going to do?
Really?
No, you can't.
Then what are you going to do?
Seven-yard run up the middle, Pacheco.
If you do it and you're putting it out there, kind of clowning and having some fun or whatever, you're going to then expect to get some of that back. So
but
then don't get mad about it.
But I don't need people I know
it
doing
up.
It.
Well, why not?
I don't like
they
that.
They don't know you're
well,
doing
the
it.
Difference?
They don't
you
know
see
it's
who
you.
Posted, I think. Maybe that's just when... Maybe that's just when you have admin and you can see your own page. You can see who posted it. That's probably it. But
yeah, I don't see who posts it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if the Cardinals get back to a World Series, I hope someday.
I hope it's against the Royals.
I'm on social media, and you post something trying to be funny. You know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm driving to 37th and Hillside and breaking
Why
down.
Why are you telling people where we're located? Now you're going to get all kinds of crazies out there.
37th and Hillside.
I mean loyal viewers. I don't know, maybe.
I'm driving down, and whoever's running that social media at the time is going to hear from me.
We have a fantastic digital team.
Not saying they're not fantastic.
We're not saying they're not good.
We're not talking good. Nothing about
Just
that.
Just understand what the audience wants.
I do.
They're not looking for laughs come Super Bowl Sunday.
They might be.
No, they're not.
Then
no.
I won't make anybody laugh. You've done it your whole career.
You're good at that.
I beat you to it.
You're both donkeys. Like, Jesus.
It's amazing to me you got this job.
What job?
This job.
This job?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, right.
Why is that amazing?
Did you ask him to do the show?
I think
he ask you to do the show, or did they go to both you guys? This is a really good question.
They begged me to do it.
Is that what happened?
That's how I remember it.
This is the idea I pitched to Tony. I've regretted it every day since.
Every day for 9.5 years.
And this is what we've been left with.
Yeah.
A guy that on this show I don't even recognize. It's like whatever brain he has completely goes up in smoke for 2 hours on this show.
I'm actually going to take that as a compliment.
That he could turn his brain off and turn it on to this.
And still
See,
be...
That's good. That's something you should be proud of.
It kind of is, a little bit, to be honest.
I just told you it was.
I mean, you can be proud of it. So if I had to ask you, let's say last time I had the over-under on Saquon Barkley for the NFC Championship game, for 115 yards, and you went under.
I thought
would
it
you
was,
go over?
I thought it was 125. That's why I went under.
Would you go over now for the Chiefs game?
At 125?
At 115.
Yes.
He barely made it last time.
He didn't get any carries.
He barely got any carries at the end of the
game.
And
the Chiefs are going to be better than the Chiefs are going to be better.
Buffalo could run on them. I don't know. We'll see.
Everybody's saying, yeah, like the Chiefs' run defense is better. And they're probably maybe a little bit better, but that offensive line in Philly is good. I've watched them quite a bit this year.
Whatever.
He breaks down O-line play.
Yeah, well, enough of that. I'm not even going to let that. Get any air at all.
Let's just wait and see.
Well, the left tackle looks like
I didn't say left tackle.
Sure left tackle.
Their O-line
left
is
tackle
really good.
Really pulls well. Please.
Not even close.
Does he feel the Y gap?
But, hey, whatever makes you uncomfortable.
There's
fine.
Seven guys that follow O-line, and they're all coaches. And you're not.
Well, if you watch games, you can see what they're doing. I'm not going to tell you I know how they're doing it, but when they're open up gaps like they do for Barkley, they're doing their job. They did it all year.
Great insight.
So what, you're under the impression that the Chiefs, well, they just won't do it to the
Oh, Saquon
City.
Barkley had 2,000. That offensive line's really good.
They are.
You should see the center.
They are.
Please, I don't need it.
Well, Jason Kelce was.
Time left
I hope
on the show.
You put that at 115. Make good. It the bonus. It's going over for 80.
Good.
I'll 80? Tell you what. I'll just take it over, and I'll finish first or last in this.
Good.
Good.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to figure out some way for us to bet on the old line.
I like it.
Since you're such
then
an
you bet on the rushing.
Pancake block.
Bet on the rushing then. There you go.
Yeah.
You just made your own case, and you didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
O-line.
Is this over? I'm going to get
it's
out of here.
Right.
Now he's getting me
that
fired
free
up.
Free safety.
Free safety.
He's really covering some ground.
Free safety plays on defense, not in the offense, Bob.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, it should be.
We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.